Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger, to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend, just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, from somewhere up above, they come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us.
That was Angels Among Us from Alabama. And if that didn't make your scalp prickle and chills go up and down your spine, you weren't listening close enough. So, hey, perk up your ears, open your soul, and let the music just flow through you, in you, and out again to bless someone else. Here's hoping your Sunday has been and will continue to be full of peace and blessings, joy, and love. Now, we're going to go with Anthony Hamilton, and he's singing "A Change Is Gonna Come."
A
I was born by the river in a little tent in wool. Like the river, I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live, but I'm afraid to die. 'Cause I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will. See, I go to the movie, and then I go. To hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change don't come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. I said, brother, my brother, help me please. Then he winds up knocking me. Oh, keep knocking me back down on my knees. And whoa, there was time when I thought I wouldn't last. But now I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it did.
All right. Just remember that, guys. Been a long time coming, but a change is going to come. So, hey, Susan, you made it.
Yes, I've made it.
Hey.
I'm here. Hello, everyone.
Awesome. Awesome.
Hello.
I didn't know if any of those links would get through to you, but I am so glad you're here with us for this. This is like a milestone. That's the word I'm looking for. We're here for some Sunday blessing to let the music just roll over us and through us and out again to somebody else.
Yes.
Spread it round, and there'll be no limit, no limit. So right now I have a request. Lonnie sent me a request, and it's Elvis. So hey, you know we can do that.
Yeah.
You like it?
Oh yes.
And it's Stand By Me. And that's lovely.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the storms of life are raging, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When the world is tossing me like a ship out on the sea, thou who stand by me. am growing old and feeble. Stand by. When I'm growing old and feeble, stand by me.
Stand by me.
When I do the best I can, and my friends misunderstand, thou never lost a battle, stand by me.
Stand by me.
Thou who never lost a battle, stand by me.
Now, isn't that something we all pray for? We all
that's
ask. That's
just beautiful.
For that. And you know
that
what?
Beautiful.
We ask for it.
Beautiful.
We're going to get it. And he will also send someone dear to us to be his physical presence near us doing that very thing. So always remember, you're never alone. He's always there. Always. No matter what is going on, he's there. And he's not making it happen, but he's allowing it for a lesson or a building. He's not making it happen. He never makes things happen. He allows them. And it's for us. So remember that. And he'll never leave you alone to go through it. He'll be there. I've got another request. He's on. And this is from Dolly Parton. And it's called Hello, God.
Hello, God. Are you out there? Can you hear me? Are you listening anymore? Hello, God. If we're still on speaking terms, can you help me like before? I've questioned your existence. My resistance leaves me cold. Can you help me go the distance?
Hello, God.
didn't lift you up and give you a way to go. You're not paying attention yet. But you will. You will. There's going to be plenty of opportunity to sit up and take notice because it's all right here, you know. And you make sure if you say, hello, God, come help, please. He's going to do that, and he's going to send somebody with that help. It might be somebody you already know, some very close, close friend who's going to be there for you. And that's what it's all about. Spreading the love, spreading the support, spreading the kindness and the help. And that is what it is. So, all right, right now I have another. Only I lost it.
No. Not good.
Okay, there it is. There it is. Well, this table is so smooth that my mouse keeps sliding across it, and that moves my cursor, which moves the library and loses my song. So, you know, it's just something I have to learn to adjust to, like one of those pads that you put it on so it doesn't slide. That would help. Anyway, here we go. This is another request. And it's Elvis. And it says what we need to hear. Called He Knows Just What I Need.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each
of the process. and it's by Joey and Rory, and it's called Are You Washed in the Blood?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in His grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed?
Are you washed?
Oh,
Susan, she's pulling an ant. She's just bopping back and forth across that ocean like nobody's business.
Oh, she's forgot
yes.
my rope.
I did. I botched it.
Yeah, exactly.
It's amazing change, Anne. And it's normally you.
Oh dear.
It's catching.
Yeah,
extra knicker elastic.
No. But the thing is, once you get used to it, then you can kind of grow out of it and control it. Right?
Exactly.
That's true, yeah.
We like to think so. All right. And we are just grooving and gathering that peace and that love. And that's what this is all about, folks. That is what the Gospel Hour is all about. And we just love it. So we have another request. And well, I've got two more requests. I'm going to play them back to back right now. Mm-hmm. But this one is an Elvis song, and it's Where
yes.
Did They Go, Lord? Where did they
go? Oh, I love this one. Lovely.
The words of her promise, the flame of her fate, love that would never drift away. Where did they go, Lord? Where did they go? You know, somehow, forever slipped out of my hands, and my dreams ran away with the wind. Where did they go, Lord? Where did they go? Trusted the truth that I leaned on, and the hope that would forever keep me strong. Yeah.
question we all ask at one time or another, because our faith isn't, as much as we would love it to be, is not a totally constant thing. We have our doubts. We slip into those valleys of disbelief and we ask those questions. But if we listen, we're going to get pulled back up. We're going to get pulled back up out of that valley and up on top of the mountain. All you have to do is pay attention and listen when you ask those questions. Listen, because the answers will come. The answers will be there. You can count on that. All right. I have another request from John, and this is Willie Nelson. Were you there when they crucified my Lord?
Ladies and gentlemen, Willie Nelson.
Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they took him from the cross? Were you there when they took him from the cross? Oh, sometimes it causes me to tremble. When they took him from the cross.
Telling you to wait,
wait in the water.
Come on, wait.
was another one of those. Get up and move it and clap your hands and wave your arms and say hallelujah, because that music is what that is for. That is worship music. And you just got to move with it, because that's how it was made. And that's how we were made. You know it. You know it. All right. I have one more request that I am going to do. And once again, this request is Elvis. It is a request, guys. It really is honest and true. I kid you not. It's lead me, guide me.
Oh, Lord.
Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? I am tired and I need thy strength and power to guide me over my darkest hour. Lord, just open mine eyes that I may see. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, guide me, Lord. I am blind without thy light to see. Lord, just always let me thy servant be. Lead me, oh Lord, won't you lead me? Lead me, guide me.
Yes, nothing could be more precious than to have that. Agreed?
Agreed.
Oh, yeah. You just, and it falls right back to that, ask and ye shall receive. The trick to it is that you have to be willing to listen and do what you're led to do. That's the tricky part.
Yeah.
That's the tricky part. But you'll do it. He'll lead you. He'll tell you as many things as he possibly can. Whether you listen or not, he's going to tell you. It's up to you what you do with that. So to follow right along with that, to being given this gift that nothing else can give you, we're going to listen to Al Green sing Amazing Grace.
Bye.
All right, there we go.
And, you were good too, Jenny.
Oh, was you singing, Jenny?
No one else is singing. Who is singing? And I wasn't even looking at the song. I don't know if I should apologize or not, but that was me.
It was.
You know what? When it's so good fun, you go with it, right? You just let it fly. That's what it's all about, is letting the joy out.
I was singing, but you bleeped me out, so I was okay.
Yeah. Let yourself go.
You guys were on mute. I forgot to mute my mic, and then I just said, I didn't say anything. I just started singing. But that's okay. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody else did or not.
There you are.
So, there we go.
That's the mic thing.
Well, and I'll let you guys in on something, is I sing that song a lot because the lady that I've been friends with since I was 6 years old has many, many terminal illnesses. She is still in good spirits. She is still going. She says she is going to go until the Lord takes her home.
Bless her heart.
But, you know, sometimes she does good, sometimes she doesn't. But she has about 6 terminal illnesses. And I am singing that at her memorial service. I sing it a lot because we don't know when that time will be. So that song has great meaning for me because I'm going to be doing it for someone that I love very dearly in my life. So that's just a sharing.
Oh, that's lovely, Jenny.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. And now I'm going to sing something that we're all going to enjoy. It's Vince Gill. And this is not a country western song, guys. This is a gospel song, straight and simple, pure and high. Go rest high on that mountain.
Oh, great.
Your work on earth is done.
Oh, yeah. Now, that one, that just has to speak to you. You know, it's like when you've done your duty throughout your life and you've helped people and you get to the end, go rest high on that mountain because your work here is done. You did the best you could, no matter what that was. You did your best, and it's time to rest. It's just time to rest. So, hey, I like that song.
Oh, very pretty.
Oh, isn't it though? That song just about brings me to tears every time, you know. It just really does. It's amazing. It's amazing. And I'm going to play one now that I used to sing when I was doing specials in church and stuff. This is Patsy Cline and Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
It's not who I learned it from, but that's okay. That's what it's all about, right? If you feel it, you sing it. And if it's different, that's cool too, not a problem. This is Patsy Cline and Willie Nelson, and they're singing Just a Closer Walk with Thee.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Just a closer walk.
Can take you through a whole lot, you know? It really can. A whole lot.
Two great singers there as well.
Yes. That don't hurt, does it?
No.
Well, I tell you what, kids, it's about time. We're about out of that hour that we set aside for our gospel music on this Sunday. I hope that it spoke to your hearts and your soul.
Oh, yeah.
And filled you with the joy and peace of the Lord. Because that's where this music comes from, and that's where it's supposed to go to. So I want you all to keep this music with you throughout your week. Remember it. Remember the feeling that it gave you. and just carry that peace with you through your daily lives as the week comes and goes. And I'll be back again next Sunday, though it will be probably much, much earlier. If I do get my regular shift next weekend, this one will follow directly after my shift, which ends at 6 o'clock. So
okay.
I'll be here, and I hope as many of you can will be here with me.
I'll be there, Jenny.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you so, so much for joining me with this. And I'm glad you all enjoyed it. From what I can gather on my messages and stuff, everybody enjoyed it. And I just hope it spoke to them. And I didn't mean to preach, but hey, you know, when that is supposed to come out of me, that's what comes out of me. So that's what this hour is all about. So there you go, guys. I will see you next Sunday. And we'll do it some more. The thing is out. Here's Elvis. Peace in the valley.
Yeah.